New Orleans, a.k.a. the Big Easy, Crescent City, birthplace of American jazz, and home to a host of notable artists including Mahalia Jackson, Alan Toussaint, Sidney Bechet, Buddy Bolden, Louis Prima, Irma Thomas, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and the inimitable Louis Armstrong. New Orleans has produced more styles of music than you can shake a beignet fritter at, from Dixieland to more traditional styles that are today evolving and forging their own musical paths. The story on New Orleans music begins in 1835 with the signature of Africa's musical influence, which traces its roots to the area in the city called Congo Square. On Sundays, those enslaved as well as the so-called free people were given the opportunity to gather liberally, to sing, dance, and sell goods. Legend has it that African-centered music and local music could be heard lingering in the same space. Along with popular European musical forms heard about the city, specifically that of early brass band traditions, an evolving fusion of culturally diverse musical flavors began to form in New Orleans. The favorite recipe resulted in a musical gumbo, both unique, full of rich flavors, and yet most familiar. In the 19th century, musicians from Havana and New Orleans would take the twice-daily ferry between both cities to perform. And quite naturally, the musical nuances of both cities would merge through the habanera, or tango, which rapidly planted its seed in the musical fertile landscape of the Crescent City. It's reasonable to assert that far-reaching Cuban-based rhythms were performed in NOLA's Congo Square by those enslaved who were transported from the Caribbean. Cuba's infusion into New Orleans music-making can still be heard prominently in NOLA's famed second-line style. With little recognition, Cuban music, mixed with Eurocentric classical music, mixed with African music, mixed with Spanish music, would become the rhythmic platform of what would become known as jazz at the turn of the 20th century. It is probably safe to say that New Orleans is in many ways the birthplace of American music, a music that represents the cultural diversity of U.S. immigrants from around the world. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.